The idea of a tax on gasoline and heating oil is politically fraught, to say the least, and even some lawmakers who support the concept have been reluctant to give it much airtime in Montpelier. But one Vermont business group says it's time for elected officials to embrace the so-called carbon tax. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld has more.
A few weeks ago, about 50 people turned out at the old Labor Hall in Barrie for a two-hour forum on economic opportunity. Specifically, they came to hear about economic opportunity related to, quote, climate action.
We're in a shifting moment here in Vermont and in the country.
That's Daniel Barlow, the public policy director at Vermont Businesses for Social Responsibility, one of the groups that organized the event. Climate change advocates are working hard to make the environmental case for government policies that reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Barlow's organization says there's an economic imperative as well. Nearly 20,000 Vermonters now work in jobs related to the, quote, clean energy sector. And Barlow says the state has done a pretty good job at building economic sectors like solar and energy efficiency that also reduce carbon emissions.
But, you know, VBSR is especially interested right now in how we can price carbon in a way that we can grow our economy.
Pricing carbon is one way to put it, but it's more often referred to as a carbon tax, especially by Vermont Republicans, who say higher taxes on gasoline and heating oil will drive up the cost of living for hardworking Vermonters. Vermont Businesses for Social Responsibility is out to reframe the carbon tax narrative. Will a carbon tax drive up prices at the pump? Inevitably. But
we want a policy that returns the tax money in either tax breaks or dividends to low and moderate income families, and it's a policy that puts them ahead of the game.
And by using tax policy as an instrument for behavioral change, Barlow says the state can bring into its own economy the $2 billion it now spends on fossil fuels.
Now, we don't have coal mines here. There's no, you know, gas plants. So 90% of that money we're spending is going right out of state into the pocket of, you know, folks like ExxonMobil.
Not everyone is so bullish on the economic benefits of a carbon tax. Here's Bill Driscoll, vice president of Associated Industries of Vermont.
If you make fossil fuels more expensive in Vermont, the most immediate and logical reaction of companies is not to invest in alternative fuel sources, but simply to invest in alternative locations.
Driscoll is not alone in that assessment. Governor Phil Scott has said in no uncertain terms that he won't sign off on any proposal that increases the cost of gasoline or heating oil. Johanna Millers, the energy program director at Vermont Natural Resources Council, which has partnered with VBSR on the recent economic forums. Millers says there's a compelling pocketbook argument in favor of carbon pricing policies.
We can put more money in Vermonters' pockets by starting to gradually get off of fossil fuels, and that simultaneously takes us significant steps forward in terms of addressing climate change.
And she says plenty of conservative luminaries argue the same thing. Earlier this year, the former Treasury Secretaries for Ronald Reagan, George W. Bush, and Richard Nixon teamed up on a report called The Conservative Case for Climate Dividends. Here's Miller again.
As Ronald Reagan said, if you want less of something, tax it. If you want more of something, subsidize it.
Whether or not Vermont lawmakers are interested in exploring the case for a carbon tax remains to be seen. Legislators introduced four carbon pricing bills in the last session. None have gotten committee votes so far. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.